Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I'm going to be chatting now to Professor Barry Shoup, the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Covert Vaccines. A very good afternoon, Professor Shoup.
Yes, good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And thank you for making time again to chat to us. And today's topic is really interesting. And the government's decision right now, is that really sort of matching our reality with regards to COVID-19? Do you think that, firstly, what is going to happen? And will we be doing away with masks, do you think?
Yeah, Gary, let me start off. At the moment, it isn't a decision. It is actually a confidential document from the minister which got leaked to the media.
Wow.
So at the moment, not really supposed to
really?
Be. It's not supposed to be public property, but obviously it's been leaked. It's in the media. I've been hounded a bit today, and I only gave two interviews because, it is actually a confidential document,
wow.
So we're probably not supposed to really discuss it.
Sure.
But, the thing is that, the big question, do we need these regulations? Well, I think that the regulations themselves have come under a tremendous amount of political pressure on the government, also legal. At the moment, there are four litigation court cases where the government is being litigated in terms of with regard to the regulations. We also even have some of my colleague scientists activating as well, being activists for these regulations. So I think the question, do we need these regulations, do we need them? And there are two things. First of all, do they work? There's been, if you look around, how many people are actually just simply ignoring these regulations? I mean, we only have to look in our schools and our synagogues. Now, many of them have completely ignored wearing masks indoors completely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And others, many people just kind of defy the regulations which have been up in place up to now. And these really are public health regulations. They no more, no less than that. So do they work? And I think people are ignoring them. The second question you've got to ask is, are they necessary? Do we really need them still? And I think this is really the kind of nub of the discussion. Are they necessary? How effective are they, and so on?
So
if you look where we are at the moment, we're really in the kind of trough of the epidemic. We've kind of just come out of our fifth wave. We're at a low level now. Very low level. The number of cases are low. There are still patients in hospital, I must say, but obviously very much fewer than before. So we can kind of look around and say, look, is it necessary to carry on with these regulations? I think really you need to kind of look at it in two ways. One of them is, what are the risks? And second of all, can we tolerate that risk, and do we need to take precautions? Well, the risk is, I think it's based on, the low risk, not needing regulations, is based on two things. One of them, that the virus is very mild, and we know that Omicron does cause much milder disease than its predecessor variants, the Delta and the Beta and so on. But we've got to ask our question, will it stay mild? And I think that's where we've got to base our risk. That's the first thing, on the virus. Second of all, the population. We know that the level of antibodies is very high. It's probably about 95% of the population have got antibodies to this virus. It doesn't necessarily mean that 95% are immune, because you know that the Omicron did escape that immunity, even with people that did have antibodies. But nevertheless, you need to ask a question, will the population remain immune? So is the virus going to remain mild, and will the population remain immune? Well, first of all, will the virus remain mild? We don't really know. This is a very kind of changeable virus. It's a kind of a consummate escape artist. It has escaped immunity, but fortunately hasn't become more serious. But it may remain mild. And the immunity, how durable will it be? Will we carry on being immune? Well, there is evidence that the immunity does wane. So I think in all likelihood, Gary, just to sum all that verbiage up, I think the likelihood is that because this virus in the human population, it's probably going to remain mild, and this virus will probably join the other endemic coronavirus, which we use that cause a common cold, and we can tolerate that.
I have to say a question from Roland, and he's asking, is there a sixth wave? Have we heard of a sixth wave anywhere?
Well, I was going to come to that exactly that now. Right. And that is, you know, it's likely, but there is a chance, and it's not a remote chance. There is a chance that the virus can generate other variants. And those other variants, will, first of all, can escape the immunity, as Omicron does, and also become more virulent. Now, as I said before, I think it's less likely, but it's a possibility. So should we keep these restrictions? It's really based on how you can tolerate risk. You want my personal opinion. This is a purely personal, not really speaking on behalf of anybody else other than myself. And that is, I think it's a risk not worth taking. Absolutely. You know, first of all, the illness itself, the acute illness, can be quite severe. Second of all, there are consequences. We have what we call long COVID, people that have symptoms lasting for months afterwards. There's even evidence that there's some shrinkage of the brain, to kind of put it into kind of the most extreme long COVID effect. So I don't think it's worth it. And you know, I think we need to be smart living with this virus. You know, wearing a mask in a closed environment where there's poor ventilation. And I'm really specifically looking at the shul environment, because I think that's where there's been a lot of delinquency, if I could use that word. I don't think it's a tremendous imposition to wear a mask. You know, in that kind of environment where people are in shul for quite a long period of time, often singing, generating infectious droplets and so on, sometimes socializing and so on, I think that's the kind of environment where I would suggest. And this, it might not be a mandate, because I think the mask mandate may well go. I'm just guessing now completely. But I think we need to promote good, healthy, hygienic habits. Absolutely. And of course, I must end off saying the vaccination. Vaccination obviously still remains critical. We need to protect the population, particularly our vulnerable population.
Absolutely. So, I mean, do you think we're running out of time? So just very quickly, do you think we can hope possibly for an adjusted level one, or can we hope for no regulations?
I don't know. You know, it's purely guesswork. I would hope that there is some kind of regulations which are put into place, maybe particularly with regard to vaccination, is what one, you know, to try and increase the vaccination, maybe encouraging mask wear, if it's not a mandate, at least to promote it and encourage it in the high-risk situation. The closed indoor environment, particularly if there's poor ventilation, particularly now in our winter where we do have poor ventilation in indoor environments.
Absolutely. And Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. Thank you again, Professor, for just making time for us and giving us a bit of clarity around that.